2026年4月22号。
April 22, 2026。
据说佛山今天晚上有大暴雨。
It is said that there will be heavy rain in Foshan tonight.
还有冰雹。
There are also hail.
但是现在看不出来。
But now it's not obvious.
没有要下雨的迹象。
No signs of fish.
不知道待会儿会不会下。
I don't know if it will rain later.
现在是晚上8:30。10点的时候呢，
It's currently 8:30 or 10 o'clock at night.
有一场直播，跟我的一位读者，主题是认识你自己。做播客呢
？I had a live broadcast with a reader who was interested in starting a podcast about getting to know yourself.
其实是一个跟风行为。
In fact, it's a trend.
播客这种形式突然就又火了。
The format of podcasts suddenly became tempting.
其实就原来的电台嘛。
Actually, it's just the original radio station.
后来我想想为什么他突然又火了。
Later, I thought about why he suddenly became popular again.
可能是因为这样的一种传播方式。
This could be due to a way of spreading like this.
音频的传播方式
Methods of audio transmission
然后呢
Then
让大家可以在走路的时候听
Let everyone listen while walking
在工作的时候
While working
听
Listen
在做饭的时候听
While cooking
甚至在上卫生间的时候
Even when using the toilet
坐公交车的时候都可以听
You can listen to it while riding the bus.
然后人们为什么会喜欢听播客
？So why do people like listening to podcasts?
我觉得是出于一种精神需。
I think it's out of a spirit.
需要，人们对这个世界呢有非常多的想法。
There are many ideas that people have about this world.
有非常多的困惑。
There are also many confusions.
播客呢是一个寻求答案的方式。
Listening to podcasts is a way to find answers.
也是一个寻求共鸣的方式。
It's also a way to find resonance.
无论是寻求答案还是寻求共鸣都很重要。
Whether seeking answers or seeking understanding is important.
前两天我直播。
Two days ago, I went live.
我说我有流量焦虑。
I said I was experiencing traffic anxiety.
然后直播间就有人诧异。
Then someone in the live room was surprised.
说你也有流量焦虑吗
？Are you also experiencing traffic anxiety?
对，我也有。这个非常正常。
I also have this.
有时候人们会把我想得太不食人间烟火。
Sometimes people think I'm too unrealistic.
觉得像我这样的人呢，一点都不会焦虑。
I don't feel anxious at all, like I'm someone who doesn't experience anxiety.
不会有情绪。
There will be no emotion.
怎么可能？我是一个人啊。
How could I be alone?
我每天都会拉屎。
I have a bowel movement every day.
每天都会尿尿。
Every day I urinate.
而且我会自慰。
And I will masturbate.
我是一个很普通的，很平凡的人。
I'm a very ordinary and unremarkable person.
就跟大家一样。
Just like everyone else.
每个人呢都有他的一个独特的地方。
Everyone has their own unique place.
然后呢都有他的审美偏好。
And then they all have their own aesthetic preferences.
我也有我的审美偏好。
I also have my own aesthetic preferences.
我觉得这些审美偏好呢
I think these aesthetic preferences
实际上是我的一个限制。
In fact, it's a limitation of mine.
因为整体而言
Overall,
我觉得中国人的审美水平普遍来讲是比较差的。
I think that the aesthetic level of Chinese people is generally not very good.
比较糟糕的。
Terrible.
因此你会看到网络上有很多的这个视频。
Therefore, you can see many videos like this on the internet.
依我看很丑。
In my opinion, it's ugly.
但是它很火。
But it's very popular.
比如说最近就有一个 BGM。
For example, there is a BGM recently.
有一个背景音乐突然就很火。
There is a background music that suddenly became very popular.
然后很多人在用这个 BGM 来跳舞。
Then many people use this BGM to dance.
来作为视频的背景音乐。
As background music for a video.
好多人都在干这样的事情。叫什么？
What is this called when many people do it?
误闯天涯是一种戏腔。
Misentering Tangier is a type of opera.
但整个这个歌啊
，That whole song
让我一听就有一种强烈的不适感。
I feel a strong sense of discomfort just by hearing it.
非常难受。
Very uncomfortable.
但是不重要。
But it doesn't matter.
它有非常多的流量。
It has a lot of traffic.
我做自媒体呢也一年多了。
I've been doing self-media for over a year.
但是成绩不怎么样。
But the grades are not good.
到现在依然没有达到50,000的关注。
I still haven't reached 5,000 followers.
其实就是50,000的粉丝。
Actually, it's just 5,000 fans.
但我会刻意回避这个词。
But I will deliberately avoid using this word.
因为我不喜欢这个词。
Because I don't like this word.
它不符合我的审美。
It doesn't meet my aesthetic standards.
凡是不符合我审美的词。
Any word that doesn't meet my aesthetic standards.
一些话。我都不会去讲。
Some things I don't want to talk about.
然后不符合我审美的一些事。
Then some things that don't meet my aesthetic.
我都不会去做。
I can't do it.
因为说这些话，说这些词汇，做这些事，会让我自己感到难受。
Because saying these words, using these words, or doing these things makes me feel bad.
于是呢，它就成为了我的一种限制。
So it became a limitation for me.
这种限制阻断了一些流量。
This restriction blocks some traffic.
但是没有办法。
But there is no way.
比如说，我觉得什么样的行为是丑的呢？
For example, what kind of behavior do you consider to be ugly?
凑热闹。
To join in.
这种行为就是丑的。
This is disgusting.
所以呢，我就从来不去凑热闹。
So I never went to join the crowd.
那什么叫凑热闹呢？
What does gathering for fun mean?
最近几年比较典型的，先是淄博，山东淄博，烧烤，火了一阵子。
In recent years, a typical example is that Zibo, Shandong,Barbecue has been very popular for a while.
全国各地的人往淄博跑。
People from all over the country are traveling to Zibo.
就是为了去吃烧烤，凑这个热闹。
Just to go for a barbecue to celebrate.
然后好像是去年有段时间，出来一个鸡排。
Then there was a period last year when chicken wings were popular.
哥。忘了是在哪儿了。
I forgot where I am.
好像是在江西。
It seems to be in Jiangxi.
然后突然火了。
And suddenly went viral.
好多人跑去吃这个鸡排。
Many people went to eat this chicken.
最近呢，就是有一个末世鸡堡。
Recently, there was a doomsday chicken, a popular term for a player who is very bad at a game.
就在佛山的顺德又火了。
Chun Fashion is on fire again.
很多人开玩笑跟我讲。
Many people jokingly told me.
你们家还有这样的产业呢。
Do you have such an industry at home?
我说是的。
I said so.
我确实是一个隐形的富二代。
I am actually an invisible rich kid.
那这个末世机宝火了。
So this apocalyptic treasure went viral.
也是全国各地的人往过跑。
Also, people from all over the country are moving to the countryside.
就是为了吃这个鸡堡。
Just for eating this chicken.
这些行为在我看来都是丑的。
In my opinion, these behaviors are all ugly.
就我看到这样的行为。
I saw such behavior.
就会有一种强烈的不适感。
There will be a strong sense of discomfort.
我是一个看脸的人。
I am a person who values appearance.
虽然我自己长得不好看。
Although I don't look good.
我经常是以貌取人。
I often make snap judgments based on appearances.
这个以貌取人不是说看对方长得丑不丑。
This is not about whether someone is ugly or not, but about judging people based on their appearance.
主要是长得舒服不舒服。
Mainly about comfort, whether it's comfortable or not.
可能一个人长得很漂亮或很帅。
Someone might be very beautiful or handsome.
但是他长得让我不舒服。
But I don't like his appearance.
我也不喜欢。有两个典型的人物。
I don't like having two typical characters.
一个是董宇辉。
One is Zhang Yufei.
一个是张雪峰。
That's James Yufei.
这两个人我都非常厌恶。
I really hate both of them.
董宇辉是长得丑的，对吧？
Is Zhang Yufei ugly?
这个大家都有共识。
Everyone agrees on this.
但是呢，我不是因为他的这个面貌的丑。
But I'm not because of his ugly appearance.
而是因为他的那个长相，以及他的那个说话的样子。
Instead, it was because of his appearance and his way of speaking.
让我不舒服。
Make me uncomfortable.
或者换句话说。
In other words,
他长了一张让我不舒服的脸。
He has a face that makes me uncomfortable.
张雪峰也一样。
Zhang Yufei is also the same.
按理来说。
Therefore,
张雪峰的浓眉大眼儿。
Zhang Yufeng's thick eyebrows and big eyes.
对吧?
Right?
严格意义上来讲,
Strictly speaking,
算不上丑。
Not ugly.
这样相貌算不上丑。
His appearance is not considered ugly.
但是他也是长得让我不舒服。
But he also made me uncomfortable.
如果他不开口说话还好。
If he doesn't speak, that's fine.
一开口说话就更加糟糕。
The more I open my mouth, the worse it gets.
我觉得中国人的审美水平普遍来讲是比较低的。
I think that the aesthetic level of Chinese people is generally lower.
像誓词大会这样的节目。
Like the ceremony of vows.
像董宇辉这样的主播啊。
Like streamers like Dom Yuhui.
能够火起来。
To become popular,
就充分地说明了这一点。
This has been fully explained.
我知道我这么讲的。
I know I'm saying this.
会让很多人觉得不舒服啊。
This will make many people feel uncomfortable.
好像是在骂人一样。
It seems like I'm scolding someone.
我并没有想骂你。
I didn't think about scolding you.
因为我都不认识你。
Because I don't know you.
为什么会不舒服呢?
Why are you uncomfortable?
因为我说他们审美水平低。
Because I said their aesthetic level was low.
或者叫审美水平 low.
Or they may have a low level of taste or aesthetic appreciation.
如果你觉得不舒服的话,
If you feel uncomfortable,
你可以这么去理解啊。
You can understand it like this.
就我的审美水平是 low 的。
That's just my low aesthetic level.
你们的审美水平是高的。
Your aesthetic level is high.
这样你就可能会舒服一点。
then you might feel a little better.
我不介意这些贬义词给到我，这无所谓。
I don't mind these derogatory terms being used against me, as I don't care. Well,
我只是说明这样的一种现象。
I am just explaining this phenomenon.
我不是跟你们一个阵营的，审美这件事情。
I don't share the same aesthetic tastes as you.
它不像是一个知识。
It's not a piece of knowledge.
对吧
？Right.
就知识呢？
As for knowledge,
你跟他讲，一加一等于二。
Tell him that 1 + 1 = 2.
他就知道了。
He knew it.
但审美这个东西说不出来。
But this aesthetic thing is hard to explain.
它是一个人的认知水平。
It is a person's cognitive level.
文化背景，长期以来的一些思考。
Cultural background, some long-standing thoughts.
很多很多方面的综合的一个要素构成的。一个人的审美是很难改变的。
It is very difficult to change a person's aesthetic, which is a combination of many aspects.
可能有很多事情，很多话。
There are many things and many words.
如果我去说，我去做，也会有流量。
If I say I'm going to do it, there will be traffic.
那我不会去做，这个不是一个道德问题。
I won't do this because it's not a matter of morality.
完全是一个审美问题。
It's entirely a matter of aesthetics.
就我这么做，我会特别难受。
I would feel very uncomfortable doing this.
会难受很久。
It will be difficult for a long time.
显然是得不偿失的。
Obviously, it's not worth it.
但是从市场层面来说
However, from a market perspective,
是大多数人决定了流量的走向。
The majority of people determine the direction of traffic.
甚至是大多数人决定了何为美。
Even most people decide what is beautiful.
何为丑
What is ugliest?
比如说年初的时候呢
For example, at the beginning of the year.
我去看了《镖人》这部电影，看到一半。
I watched the movie The Visitor halfway through.
实在看不下去了。
I can't stand it anymore.
我觉得整个片子糟糕透了。
I think the whole movie is terrible.
完全是一个烂片。
It's a complete trash.
然后我也说了。
Then I also said.
拍了视频。
Shot a video.
好多得罪了好多人，冒犯了好多人。
I offended a lot of people.
好多人看到我说标人烂。
Many people saw me saying that the standard is bad.
他们不同意。
They disagree.
他们不仅不同意，他们很生气。
They not only disagreed, but they were also angry.
我完全想不到那个视频会有那么高的流量啊。
I never thought that video would get so much traffic.
十几万。
Tens of thousands.
但没有办法。
But there is no way.
我就是觉得它烂啊。
I just think it's bad.
我就是觉得这部片子特别丑。
I just feel that this movie is very ugly.
这就是一个事实。
This is a fact.
但是，大家似乎在争夺一种对于美的定义权。
However, it seems that everyone is vying for the right to define beauty.
或者说，在争夺一种褒义词。
Or, in other words, it is a struggle to acquire a positive term.
但我并不是在争夺这个。我既不在乎什么褒义词
But I'm not trying to win a compliment that I don't care about.
也不在乎什么美的定义权
I don't care about any definition of beauty.
这个对我来讲不重要
This doesn't matter to me.
我无非就是如实地表达我的真实感受而已
I'm just expressing my true feelings.
所以假如你们认为凑热闹这件事很有人情味
So, if you think that gathering together is a very humane thing,
并且也不丑
and it's not ugly either,
没有关系啊
it doesn't matter.
你们可以认为我说凑热闹是一种丑
you can think of me as being a show-off.
你们可以认为我这样的观念本来就是丑的
you can think of my ideas as being ugly.
或者是说矫情的这个无所谓。
Or, to put it another way, it's all just a matter of perspective.
比如说我认为董宇辉，对，他那张脸长得让我很不舒服。
For example, I think Dong Yufei's face makes me feel uncomfortable.
他长了一张让我难受的脸。
He had a face that made me uncomfortable.
包括这个张雪峰啊。
Including Zhang Zufeng.
你完全可以说，那是我心胸狭隘。
You can say that I am narrow-minded.
对吧
Right.
我有病。
I am sick.
这都无所谓。
None of this matters.
或者你们也可以说，
Or you can also say,
你的这张脸也让我难受。
Your face also makes me uncomfortable.
这都无所谓。
None of this matters.
因为我只是在表达感受而已。
Because I'm just expressing my feelings.
我觉得我从来不是一个心胸宽广的人。
I don't think I've ever been a person with a broad mind.
我很难做到对人的包容。
I find it difficult to be tolerant of others.
我对人有各种各样的苛责。
I have various kinds of criticisms towards people.
是一个宽于律己、啊、
He is too lenient with himself.
严以待人的人。说实在的
People who are strict with others are honest.
我看很多人都是在居高临下的看。
I see that many people are looking down on others.
说白了就是有一种或淡或浓的不屑感。
In short, it's a feeling of either indifference or contempt.
尤其是看着那些凑热闹的人。
Especially watching those who came to join in.
甚至会觉得他们挺可怜的。
They might even feel sorry for them.
但是，我们都能看到这样的人。
But you can see such people.
到处都是，站到人群的。
There are people standing in the crowd.
大多数人，这样的话
Most people would say that.
原本不必说出来。
Originally, it didn't need to be said.
因为说出来就是得罪人。
Because saying it out loud will offend people.
对于流量其实是不利的。
This is bad for traffic.
但是我就是想说出来。
But I really want to say it.
我真的是对凑热闹这件事儿呢感到奇怪。
I really find the act of gathering for the sake of it strange.
所以我觉得有必要在某一天我单独录一期。
So, I think it's necessary for me to record a solo episode on a certain day.、
嗯、
well,
就是人为什么那么喜欢凑热闹。
Why do people like to join in on things so much?
如果说在很早以前，互联网还没有那么发达的时候
If we go back to a time when the internet wasn't so developed,
凑热闹只是小范围事件
This is just a small scale event.
而在今天，凑热闹已经变成一个全国性的事件了。
And today, joining the fun has become a nationwide event.
所以原来的丑可能就是一个小规模的、小范围的。
So, the original ugliness might be a small-scale, limited one.
现在的丑就已经铺天盖地了。
The ugliness is already widespread.
这个真是一件糟糕的事情。
This is really a terrible thing.